Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Chaf Zayin, mitzvah 427. We are up to the last mitzvah in Parshas Vayeschanan, the 12th mitzvah in Vayeschanan, and it is relating to intermarriage, says the Torah, towards the end of Vayeschanan, Perek Zayin. Ki yivyacha Hashem alokecha el haaretz, when Hashem brings you to the land, asher atav Hashem alrishta, that you are going to inherit, v'noshal goyim rabim mipanecha, and you will drive out many of the inhabitants there, hachiti, hagigashi, the seven nations, you shall drive them out when you go into Eretz Yisrael, says Moshe. Hashem will give them over to you. You must drive them out. Right? We have that mitzvah already. Do not make covenants with them. Lo sechanim was the last mitzvah we discussed. The three pshatim of what lo sechanim is. Velo sischatin bam. And do not marry with them. Bitcha lo sitin lebno. Ubito lo sikach levnecha. Your daughter shouldn't be for your son, for their son, and their daughter shouldn't be for your son. Why? Ki yasiris bincha me'acharai v'yavdu elohim achirim. It's just going to lead to avodah zarah. V'chara av Hashem b'chem v'shmitcha maher, and he will destroy you very quickly. This is the Isser of intermarriage in the Torah. The Aznayim LaTorah of Sorotzkin points out that we have to realize the context of this mitzvah, where it is written in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is describing that when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you have to make sure not to do that. Says of Sorotzkin, because there's a Yetzahara, there's a misguided idea that once we go into a land, the way to make sure that we stay existent, the way that the Jewish people must keep existing and not be mitbolel, and not disappear amongst the nations, is one of two ways. It might go up in your mind when you go into Eretz Canaan. Shekivan shein somchan al haneis, because we're not allowed to be somech and rely on miracles. We have to figure out ways, even b'derech hateva, to keep being there. Number one, maybe we should make treaties with them, and give them a lot of presents, and put them on our good side, and go out of our way to be mashpi on them. Number one, Cesar of Sorotzkin, that's the first Isser that we discussed last time. Lo sichros lambris v'lo sechanim. Don't, that's not the way to do it. They don't want the presence. And even if they do, that's just on the outside. And then number two is maybe being mitarev with them and intermarrying with them and creating more Jews by having some of their boys marrying our girls, Rachmana Litzlan. So he says, lo sischatin bam, that will just lead to a decimating of the Jewish religion, as we see Rachmana Lislan in our day, so much the intermarriage rate is so high, and the spiritual holocaust that continues to plague the Jewish people ad hayom hazeh. So that's today's Isser. Today's Isser is shalola hischatein b'ov the Avodah Zarah, not to marry any of the Avodah Zarah. So let's see what the Chinuch holds. This is a major discussion in the Gemara, which non-Jews this applies to, and at what stage of their non-Jewishness. What does that mean? Let's see. Shalom nischatein ima umos. We are not allowed to marry with the umos, the cuss of a Rambam. And he quotes the Rambam, lo im shiva amamim v'lo im shar ha-umos. Not with the seven umos, and not with other nations either. The Rambam writes this in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis of Hilchas Yisurei Bia. Let's read it for a minute. Yisrael sheba'al goya mishar ha'umotz derech ishus. Oh, if a Jew lives with a non-Jewish woman, derech ishus, we'll see what that means, in a marriage way. Oh, Yisraelis shenivala legoy derech ishus, or a Jewish woman lives with a man, a male goy, derech ishus, hare elu lokim in a Torah. This is an Isidar Isa, shenemar lo seschatein bam, bitcha lo sitin lebno, bito lo sikach levnecha. Today's pasuk. Echad shiva amamin vechad kol ha'umos b'isr zeh. All nations, v'chein mefurish ay de Ezra, v'asher lonos nitam b'noseinu la'am he'aretz v'espino Right, that's what Ezra did. One of the first tshuva movements that had one of the first acts of tshuva that had to be done by Bayesheni was getting rid of all of the nisuei taroves. Follow Asra Torah. The Rambam continues al derech chasnus. We will get back to that. By the Hashem, only derech chasnus. But this is the Isser. The Isser applies which non-Jews? All non-Jews. Says the Rambam. Says the Chinuch. Back to the Chinuch. Ve'inyan chasnus who sheitin bito lebno o bno lebrito. Chasnus is either giving a child, arranging for a child to get married, kamo shabira kasuv, that's what's in the pasuk, bitcha lo sitin lebno bito likach lefanecha, and kol shekein, and surely, Shamizdavek imahem shubatzmo michal iser. And surely, if someone themselves marries, they're bechal the iser. This is not a kalvachomer in the normal sense. Right? The Ketzah Mishnah writes this at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis. Sometimes the Torah says a less serious iser, not to say that, oh, a kavachomer to the more serious iser, and therefore you can't be lokin, ein onshin minadin. No, sometimes it's just the assumption, just like the Ketzah Mishnah says, if granddaughter is usser, then surely daughter is usser, as an example of one of the arayos. If you can't even get benefit from Basa Bechalov, surely you can't eat Basa Bechalov. There's a number of ideas where it's more of a Gilui Milsa than a Kavachomer. This would go on it too. The Isser in the Torah is described as giving over one's child for Chitun, so surely themselves, oneself. And then he quotes the Gemara of Adazara, Daf Lamed Vav, Derech Chasnus Asra Torah. It's only Derech Chasnus, meaning if a man or a woman, if a Jewish person is Mizaneh, Stam, a one-time thing with a non-Jew, so that is not included in the Isser. This Isser is formulated in the Isser of Chitun. That's just a Maisa's Nus. Might be Daraisa, might be Drabanan, and a very ancient Isser Drabanan according to Tosfos. Either way, it's a serious issue. There might be Chil Hashem elements as well, which he doesn't even talk about here, but specifically regarding the Arias issue, this Isser, today's Isser, only applies in the context of Chasnus. You can't get married to a non-Jew. What does that mean? Right? If I go over to a non-Jewish woman and say, Hara Mukudesh Libit Bazu, it doesn't work. It's like trying to marry my sister. It doesn't work. They're mufka from marriage. The answer is, if there's a yichud, if there's a designation, even not a halachic marriage, but a type of designation between the man and the woman, and they live together after that designation, whether it means a civil marriage, whether it just means a decision, you know what, let's live together. That's it. And they decide. It's not just a one Maisa's Nus, but they decide they're going to live together then, and a Bia after that in that context. That is this Isser de Araisa. The Afal Pisha Kasav Azeh Delosis Chatein B'Shiva Amamenu Dechsev. And says the Chinuch, even though the Pasha Pshat and the Pasuk is only talking about the seven nations, number one, and also Ubegeru Sandafka, and it is only referring to the seven nations after they convert. Remember, the seven nations is Hachrim Tachrimim. They're not allowed to marry in even after they convert. Ubegeru Sandafka, this Isra applies to the seven nations only, and even after they, or specifically after they convert. That's what it sounds like from the Pasuk. And that, by the way, is what the Rambam holds. That's what the Minchas Chinuch points out here. The Chinuch is about to diverge from the sheet of the Rambam, but says the Chinuch, from the fact that the Pasuk continues and explicates, Yar b'shiva amamin v'chol shara umos l'isser af b'giyusan. So all nations are included, even when they are not Jewish, right? The other nations, all the nations besides the seven, they could convert, and then you can marry them. Some of them you have to wait a couple generations, but almost all the other nations, they can convert. If they converted and they're proper Jews, they're proper Gerim, so then one is allowed to marry them. But when they are non-Jews, this Isser applies. Aval Shema Amame Nesra Afbe Gerusa, the Chiddush of the seven nations is that even after they convert, this Isser would apply. Why? Lefisha Hayu Ikra Vodazara V'Yesoda Harishon. They're the source, as we discussed in the past, by the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim. As I mentioned, the Menchas Chinuch in Os Aleph points out that the Chinuch here holds like the Rambam part of the way, but not totally. Right, the Chinuch here goes like the Ramban and the Rashba, that the Shiva Umos are Usser Mishum this Isser, even after Nizgairu. The Rambam, I might have said it the opposite before. What I meant was this, the following, the Rambam holds that even after Gerusan, they do not violate this Isser. Good. The Isser Zeh Yedavka Kshumi Yachtel Alisha. As we said, the Isser only applies where there is a Yichud from a husband to a wife. They treat each other like a special relationship. Avala Baal Al Goya Derech Mikre, Kadam Baal Zonaso, but if it's Tam Znus, Shelo Bifarhesya, not in public, because then you have the Halacha that we'll talk about soon. Bez Hashem Kanon Pogenbo. If it's in private, and if it's Baal Zonas Tam, Ein Bo Zeh Elisa Devrayim, V'Isser Nashkaz, it's a very, very ancient Isser Drabanan, just like Habala Pnuya within a Jew. Could be an Isser Durabana. If she's a Nida, then there's an Isser Karis. But if she's not a Nida, and non-Jews do not have the status of Nida Daraisa, so if it is not in public, and it's not Misyached, a designation with a relationship, a boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever it is, so then it's an ancient Isser de Rabbanan. But if there is a Yichud, if there's a designation, so then it is within this Isser de Araisa. Misharshi HaMitzvah, the Sharshi of this Mitzvah doesn't even have to be explained, but the Chinuch explains it, Lafi, Sherova Am Derech Tipshus Yimash Ha'achareitzas Nishoseyem. Husbands and wives follow each other's directive, and especially referring to the man. If the man marries a non-Jewish woman, this non-Jewish woman is going to pull him away. Oh, I'm going to be a shomer Torah mitzvahs besides this Isser. Of course not. It's crazy. V'misa Adam, right? And that's why so many times we find Rachmana Litzlan, that the beginning, the root of somebody going off and throwing it all away is taiva. Is taiva. The root of it is taiva, and once the taiva, once this starts, and then everything else is thrown away as well. Vim yisa ada bas el nechar tim shachel avodat avodah zara. Then they'll take him to follow avodah zara and throw everything away. Va'od ki gam banei amimena tigdal avodah zara, and the children va'aylo l'posel zara. Terrible aveira. Midiyam mitzvah. What are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? So, as we said, if there is yichud and bia, right, there is a chasnus, again, not a halachic marriage, but a type of designation between the man and the woman, and a bia following that, that is this is daraisa. But a one-time action is not, it is an ancient, this is a drabanan, except if it's in public. The halach is, as we know, from Pinchas, haboel aramis befarhesya, Cusby and Zimri, if a man is with a non-Jewish woman in public, major chil Hashem going on, klomar le'ine asara Yisrael o Yoser, 10, in front of 10 Jews, kanon poginbo, right away. As we know, the halachas from Masechet Sanhedrin, there are a lot of limitations on this halacha. It has to be at the moment. He can't go ask a shayla and then put him to death afterwards. No, at the moment. If he missed the act is done. You're not allowed to kill him then, but you bring him to Bezdin. You give him Malkus because of the aver that he did before Hesya. And if you didn't give him Malkus, then he's chayev karis. Good. That is some of the halacha of Kanoin Poginbo. If you look in the Divrei Mordechai, of Mordechai Eliyahu, in Parshas Pinchas, he quotes the Gemara there in Masechet Sanhedrin and Daf Pei Beis, where Zimri, Rashi quotes this also, Zimri goes to Moshe Rabbeinu, Zimri grabs Cusby by your hair, and says, oh, Ben Amram, Zu Asura Moteres, and if you say it's Asura, who allowed you to marry Bas Yisro? What's the root problem here? Explains of Mordechai Eliyahu. Zimri mashves hagiyur shel tzipora v'anisuin shaloi Moshe l'tavat shalo. Everything's the same. All relationships are the same. All kavanas are the same. And therefore, he is trying to undermine the whole institution of Gerus. What's the difference? This, that. No, kavanas play such a role. Haketzav hagadol shiyatzal am Yisrael haye beglal hisbolulis hanorah shenotzra meis arvos shel bnei Yisrael im benos Midyan. Because of this attitude that he had of just blurring the lines between Jew and non-Jew and allowing whatever you want to occur, that is was the downfall, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu got so upset. And then he quotes at the end, Zimri lo kibel as a chilukim avarurim ben gir kadas ukedin le ben gir she'en bo velu reach shel amitas haTorah. He says Zimri didn't know any red lines. Kemo ha-conservativim va-reformim she'bi'ameinu. Just like the other strands of Judaism in our time. Right? Rav Moshe has many, many tshuvas about this in terms of conversions by reform rabbis, by conservative rabbis. Rav Moshe says all of them are problematic. All of them aren't really considered a gerus at all. Rav Moshe writes this in Yeradeh Chelik Aleph Simin Kuf Samach Bidvar HaGerus Shehaya Eitzel Rabbi Conservati Shelohaya BeKabbalas Mitzvos Karoy VaTfila Lo Haisel Lefnei Bezdin Ela Lefnei Nesheim. They didn't see the tefila, and there was no Kabbalas Mitzvos. Pashut HaGerus and Oklum. It's meaningless. This is now gerus. Da Kabbalas Mitzvos Ma'akev HaGerus. Kabbalas Mitzvos are Ma'akev. V'yafilu Kibo Kol Dini HaTorah Chutz Midavar Echad Ma'akev. Even if he accepts everything except for one halacha, the gamsar shatia kabbalas amitzvos b'fnei gimel u'makav afilu b'diavad. If you don't do it in front of a bezdin, and therefore says Rav Moshe, for sure, and what you don't consider them Jewish. The question is, what about b'diavad? If this person did something that you need a Jew, meaning do you consider this a guy that for other halachas, v'lachem be'etzem ish lefach be'gal ageris, meaning if this woman is an ashes ish and the man is mizana with her, is that person chay misa, for example, meaning is she a goy lekula as well? That's not 100%, but he's noted to say that too. But lachain ba'atzam yish lefakmik al hagera sheish rabbanim shemekablim ha'anan sadi beruban she'ein mekablos ha'mitzvos kidoch yich sofa, and they're not mekabel the mitzvos. And also, these rabbis think they're doing them as chus, for much as it's a chova. It's a chova. What are they doing? Even if there's some shemetz of a kabbalas mitzvos, and maybe there's some kosher people there with a bezdin. So what? They were goyim, and they only had to do 7 mitzvos. Now they have to do 613? So it's terrible. The Oyish Makom Lomar Tam Gadol, the Masha Bailan is Gair, and also the Kavanas that they don't want to convert except for to have a marriage. Says R' Moshe in many tshuvas that it's not a gairus at all. It was a fascinating chiddush that Rav Sternbach has in Chelek Gimel Simin Shin Yud Aleph, also talking about this context. Goy Shem is Gair Baramaus Min Adinu Goy Gomor. If a goy doesn't really want to convert and he pulls on a whole charade, he's a guy. The conversion didn't count. Doesn't matter what he said. Rak al yidei ageirus machzik atzmo ki Yehudi veinim eskavin klal l'shmor adas ukeshemekayim ke'eis mila ki Yehudi nireh shebezeh levan eschayev agoy misa umemelo hamizgayrim shelo kedin lo rak shageirus lo chala klal ela af avra averos begeirus umemilo neschayevu bekach bemisa keben noach. What's the isser? What's the problem? See, he develops the idea, and he explained, this is what Anshei Shechem did, to blur the lines, and to pretend you're Jewish when you're not Jewish, says that is a chiyuv misa itself. And he said, that's what the Rambam says. If you look in the context where the Rambam discusses the two Isurim that non-Jews are not allowed to do in Hilchas Malachim, he doesn't just say, as we know, a non-Jew is not allowed to learn Torah and a non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos. But the language of the Rambam is very telling. The Rambam says, why aren't they allowed to keep Shabbos? Why aren't they allowed to learn? Says the Rambam, let's just read the Goysha, here it is, Yud Tes. Goysha Asak Batara Chayav Misa. Lo Yasog Ela B'Shem Mitzvah Shalem Bilvad. V'chein. Interesting, v'chein. The Rambam puts Talmud Torah and Shabbos together. V'chein goyshe shavas afilu biyom yimosachol im asa oso latzmo kmo shabbos chayim isa. Why? And then the Rambam adds this. This is not in the Gemara. This is the Rambam. Klal shel davar ein manichin osan lechadish das v'la'asos mitzvos la'atzman midaitan. They can't make up new religions. Ela osh yei ger tzedek v'yakabul of kol mitzvos o yamud b'tarasa v'lo yosef v'lo yigra. Right, you have 613 or you have 7 plus, as we discussed, 7 categories. V'im asak b'torah, o shavas, o chidesh davar, makinoso, v'onchinoso, umodinoso, shuchayim misal zeh, avo eno neharak. We tell him he's chayim misa, but he's not neharak. That's what happened with Shechem. And then the Rambam adds, in the next halacha, what about if he does it, you don't stop him. Maybe the Radva says you stop him when it comes to tefillin and other mitzvahs that are related to Kedusha and Mezuzah and Sefer Torah. But either way, this is an important discussion relating to the intermarriage. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu says that was the problem with Zimri and Kuzbik, and there's a lot to discuss in this context of problematic gayrus questions. But this is the place to discuss it. Okay, so again, this halacha, Kanon Pogumbo, is really an exception to this rule. That's one time in public. But if it's many times in public, if it's the relationship, then it will be included in this issue. Let's continue. V'goy haba abas Yisrael. Imi eishes ish neheragaleh. If a guy lives with a bas Yisrael, if she is an eishes ish neheragaleh, he is killed. V'im lave no nerag. Ava Yisrael, it goes through the different details. When is one chayim isa, when is not chayim isa. Last paragraph. V'over, emphasizing what we have already said. V'over al zeh. V'nischatein im sheva amim im begerusan. If somebody violates and gets married. What do you mean married? You can't get married. Gets married in a civil type of way, or makes a decision that they're going to live together. Klomar sheyichi lo isha mehen uba aleha loke. So chitun and bia, those are the two ingredients. Then one violates this isser. If one just gets married and never lives together, there's no isser. If one just has one maisa bia and that's it, then there's no isser. It's chitun and bia. V'hamiyachid isha mehen lebno o shenasan bito lecha mehen. If it's not for oneself, but if it's for one's child, the father violates. But if the father is the facilitator to the child, then there's no malchus on that, but he gets the aveira. That's by the seven nations, Bigeru son. And this is the chinuch shita against the Rambam we mentioned earlier, by the other nations, or even by the Shiva Amamin Biki Yusan, by any non-Jew. Hamayachi lo isha mehen lavo alea tamid, loke mida raisa babir rishona miyachar shichta. You loke, you get malchus, after the bia, after the yichud. Right, so this is the halacha, the isra of intermarriage. Again, obviously we know much of Maseches Avodah Zarah in the Lamed, Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, talk about all the isra derabanans that are there to prevent this isra of chitinam of the Avodah Zarah. Bishalakum, pasakum, yayinakum, chalavakum is because of treifus. But all the other isurim are based on chasos, because we don't want the intermarriage. This is an undermining and pernicious avera, which Rachmana Litzlan, our nation is plagued it with, Bizman Azeh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help all of Am Yisrael see the light and come back to Him and serve Him ba'ahava ubi'yira. Okay, we'll stop here. That takes us through Parshas Va'eschanan. Beth Hashem, next time we start the mitzvahs in Parshas Ekev.